of the world. Welcome to Precious Moments Podcast with Precious, where I review movies and rate them. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Precious Moments Podcast. And if you are listening for the first time, please and please and please do well to check out other episodes of Precious Moments Podcast. Trust me, you would love, 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 love them. Once again, you are welcome to this episode of Precious Moments Podcast. So, on today's episode, I'm not alone. I am not alone. I feel like these days I'm discovering my talents. So, on today's episode, I'm not alone. I have my home girl with me, and I'm sure that people that have been listening to Precious Moments Podcast, especially if you've been consistent this year, once I say I have my home girl, you already know who I'm talking of. I have my So Not co-host with me, Shirley Baby, Shola. Thank you so much for doing this episode with me again. Just introduce yourself. May not be like saying, you know.
Yeah, okay. Hello, everybody. This is Adeshola. And if you want to know about me, you can listen to our previous episodes. You definitely know much about me. So that's it for that. And by the way, Miss Precious, don't sing again.
Look at this hater.
You don't have a country.
Look at this hater. Hater we hate. Haters we hate. Potatoes we potate. See.
Yes, I am potating this time around.
See, don't you are the one that can recognize my talents. You get. I'm a very.
Indeed.
I'm a wonderful singer. See. Who is Adele? Where I am? Adele, they shake. Who is she? Who is Naomi Rain? Me. Me that is whole concert.
If they don't praise you, you have to praise yourself. So I give
me
you that.
Me that is whole concert in my bedroom like this. World class singer.
Everybody sings well in their bedrooms.
Forget it though. If not that I don't want to chase my music career, I would have gone far. Me and Beyonce would.
Seriously though. I mean, now person be young dude. Do you know that guy? Baba Oyimo.
No PR is bad PR. No singing is bad PR.
Yeah, yes. Don't give up on yourself.
See this one. Anyways, guys, so on today's episode, I'm not going to be reviewing a movie, right? I just feel maybe I would fully come back to movie review and properly start movie review in January 2024. This is because the last episode I did with this girl, if you've not listened to that episode, I take God and beg you, go and listen to that episode. And where we talked about adulthood, like, I loved the feedback I got from that episode. We were like, oh, adulthood is really adulting. It's calm. It's this. Oh, they laughed so much. Even me. I laugh. Like, say, no, be me talk. So, yeah, and I'm like, okay, before, for the rest part of the year, we just have, like, how many days to go? I would not be reviewing a movie. We'll just be ranting through our woes and our troubles. So, don't be tired of us saying thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, Shola, has December been descending for you? Let me use that word. Because, do you know that? I don't know if it's this year or before, but 1st of December like this, you're already smelling Christmas in the air. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, it's just... But then, this year, today is 11th. I don't know if it's me or maybe because I'm broke. But everywhere is just dry.
It's not only you, my dear. But well, there's also a special environment for the broke. Do you understand? Even though everyone in the country is feeling the heat and the rest of that. Yeah. I mean, it's not really like the previous Decembers we used to have, and I really thought it's supposed to get better, but as it stands, I don't know, I wouldn't want to use the negative word, so I'll say it keeps getting better and better, you know, the kind of better I'm talking about. So This December is not December for me at all. Well, better days ahead. We still have time. Things could still happen. Lines may still fall in place. So, yeah, we're optimistic.
Let's wait for next week. Maybe that's when we'll start seeing people with their pyjamas.
I'm
Merry Christmas.
telling you.
See, anybody that do me Merry Christmas for me and mine this year, you will be blocked because I don't know when celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus turned to Valentine. Merry
I'm telling
Christmas.
you.
Merry Christmas from me and mine. Merry Christmas from, what is that?
And
What
then
is
you
that?
go to you go for a photo shoot. I mean, what
You
in
will buy
heaven's name
matching
is that?
pyjamas. You will buy matching pyjamas.
Whoever
Anybody
came
that
up with that pyjamas though, I'm just trying to
and
wonder how did they come up with snapping with pyjamas,
I
saying Merry
see.
Christmas? How they portray Christmas? Because I'm
So
not getting.
everywhere on Chris on Instagram, Merry Christmas from me and mine. You don't see them. Anybody that wants to buy matching pyjamas this year, I young reborn your pyjamas as you are as you are ironing it. I young reborn it.
It's
See,
reborn.
reborn. And you will not see another one to buy. All the shop will close. But come to
I'm
think
not
of it.
hating, but I'm saying amen to that. I'm definitely saying amen to that.
Thank you very much. But come to think of it, but do you know this thing we are saying? When we have our Ubi self, we do.
I don't know. I can't say if I would or not, but I'm not a fan of it. It doesn't really make any sense. I mean,
Please, I
nah.
am anywhere to pepper somebody. I am the.
You can prepare people. I would actually buy matching socks. I'll wear it. Then I would snap with my man. It could be that.
It's my man.
Since no, since everybody's bringing up new trends, you understand? So me, I'm not doing matching pyjamas. I'm doing matching socks. So you're not even going to see. You're not going to see the man safe. It's going to be anonymous.
At least there's something matching.
Exactly. You
At
people are
least.
matching pyjamas. That's okay. I want to match socks. I want to match maybe shoes. Definitely something different, but not the pyjamas. I don't really like going with the trend. Nah, it doesn't do it for me.
I see. Anything to prepare people share me I'm there.
Anything though.
Aside this pyjamas thing, bah, Shola, please. If you see where they are doing Christmas giveaway, Secret Santa, I don't know. I don't know. Is it that this Christmas is not Christmas? Yes, I'm not seeing posts on Secret Santa.
It's so dry.
Write what you want. I am shamelessly.
Even about write what you want. You're not even seeing people doing Christmas what's this thing? Christmas sales, 50% off. Like even the organizations we know, like banks that will put these things, nobody's. I think it's not Christmas yet because I know that from December 1 they do that a lot. But when you're coming back from work or from wherever at night, you always have that feeling that yes, Christmas is here, December is here. Do you understand? This time around, then everywhere dry you. We don't see light. We don't see.
See, let's not conclude yet. Let's not conclude because
But
at
no,
least
but
I
it's
still
very
have
unusual.
people.
Even if they later do it, that's not how they used to before. First of December, you see these things coming up. Why are they, are they trying to economize? Maybe if they on the lights, the thing go chop, you go chop Nepal lights or you go chop
National
Gen.
grid, national grid, national grid is affecting.
Then if you're on Gen 24/7 again, and
Where
Nepal is
is
not doing.
that grid? They don't come off where subsidy. Do you know? Speaking of this and Christmas sales you are talking about, like you know all these people that do Black Friday sales and all. There are plenty products. There are plenty brands that, let me not use the word brands before people will think I'm buying from all these expensive people. Okay, so there are plenty vendors, right, that I have targeted this December that, oh, I'm going to buy something from them. At least if they do Christmas, if they do 50% off or Christmas sales. But then you will not see products of 15K. They are not telling you Christmas sale is 14,500. Why?
Whereas
I don't
before, we
understand.
know from that
Is
15K,
it
you tell us is 8K.
delivery? Which 8K? Please, if you are doing Christmas sales from 15K, what you are selling is supposed to be like 2,500. You get? It's supposed to be two
They're
five.
not good.
Oh, at most it's supposed to be 3,000 naira. But then you're not seeing Christmas sales. This person will say 15K. Then you will not see how many percent off from 15K to 14,500. Please, please, we all know that it's just delivery fee you removed.
Delivery fee? Are you joking? Where do you want to see delivery? 500? My dear, it's
Yes.
just for you to buy pure water. Thank you for coming. Buy Coke. I'll be looking at your package.
People like me that cannot afford buying from them normal time of the year, and I say, okay, Christmas time is now my turn to cheat them. Let me use that English. Now, Jana say, please, we need to do better next year, Christmas, no matter the situation of things, no matter how the country is. You see that Christmas sale, black, I heard they call it
That's
Black
our
Friday.
target.
That's my target. That's my target. You cannot be doing Christmas sale and say from 15K now, although that's say 12,500. Why? What happened to 2,500? What
Use
happened
the
to
500 naira to console yourself. Oh my
No,
goodness.
that's enough consolation. What happened to 2,500? What happened to 3,000 naira? Please, please,
Imagine.
this tradition of Black Friday, let's not let it die. Let's not.
Exactly, though. That's true.
Let's not let it die.
Some of
But
us,
yeah,
our lives depend on it. Our
absolutely.
buying depends on it. If we did
It
not
does.
buy it from that period,
We will not buy it
won't.
You know how our parents used to buy clothes for us when we are small during Christmas, and it's like in like 4 to 5 years, you still be wearing that clothes.
You know, somebody actually asked me, am I not buying Christmas clothes? I'm like, from which year to which year? Are
Then
you
they buy
joking?
Christmas cloth.
The person asked me today, you know, it was kind of weird because, I mean, when was the last time I bought Christmas clothes? It's not like I don't buy new clothes, but specifically for Christmas. When was the last time? And then when he asked me, I was just perplexed. I was like, my guy, are
Why
you in this
waste your own
country?
cloth?
My dear, Christmas is Christmas. Don't make it look serious.
That's when you know that you're entering your adulthood era. Like
Exactly.
you are entering
Want
when all
something?
these things, Christmas is just Christmas. Let the
Yeah,
kids
you
do
don't really
their
care about these things. You're just like, it's just becoming normal to you. I mean, what's so special, you understand, than the rice, you know, the rice, the Merry Christmas.
The rice is actually special. And then
Well,
we know
that's
it's
what I'm saying. What's so special than the rice, the chicken?
you know
I
it's not
mean,
like
some people, this is the only time they will have the chance to eat chicken. So my dear, that's the only thing that is special about is the fact that you have the avenue to, you know, kind of eat something that you really would want to have eaten all the while, but maybe, you know, you couldn't afford it, you know, now. And everybody, Christmas, and you know, that's just it. Aside the food, you can
I
call me a glutton or
think
whatever, but aside the food, no, see.
I think then, but what was special about Christmas for me, especially Christmas, New Year, like the whole holiday season, like mostly, especially when you have older siblings that are not really at home for like better part of the year, and then it's that
Exactly.
period you get to see them. A full house and all, but then if you but with the way things are right now, like everybody growing, situations of things, people are
People
jackpying, people are
migrating, exactly.
exactly. It's not that special again because somebody, well, everybody did their day.
Where we
You
see,
people
we
are just
see. And sometimes
where
it's not like
we
some
see.
people do not crave it. you get, but situations like somebody who jackpot to like Australia now or Canada, you don't expect them to run down like that.
You
Do you
send me your
understand?
fight to get money. Thank you,
And
God.
I think that's exactly one reason why we should want to clamor for
Better society.
a better society, because the whole jackpot thing is not helping at all. You can't even see your families, you are distant from them. You can't even blame them. Do you understand? Because, well, they
Yeah,
want
you
a better
can't.
life for
It's
themselves. They want
true.
a better life. And Christmas just makes us remember these things. When you have a house that is full, and now you don't have a house that, I think I have a family friend who, during Christmas period, they always have the whole children. They do these fights and laugh and all of this. Everybody's in the same space. So, and they are getting to this adulthood. Some of them are matured, some of them are married. So they all come down to celebrate. And then eventually, looking at it, some of them. So the guy was telling me today that he doesn't really think the Christmas would be the same Christmas
The
they
same
used to
way.
know. And I asked why he was there. Like some of his siblings, some of them are out of the country and some are out of the states, and they do not think they can make
You
it
can make it. When you
with
think
the
of the situation,
insecurity,
yeah.
with
You
the
want to come back for
insecurity, the
Christmas.
hike in
You
transport, maybe they call it abduct you.
want to come back from for Christmas. They are come back, you'd have done like 2 weeks fasting. Without 2 weeks fasting, you
Exactly.
won't like 5 m for ransom.
Yeah, exactly. So he
Oh.
was like, then he also had, some of them, they have friends that come around, you understand, during this period. But since some of those people, the friends, their friends have actually traveled out, some are not in the state anymore.
It's
So it's more
yeah.
like the house will just be somehow this
You
time around,
saw
because
yeah.
it's just him and then his, family. It's just him and his parents, so it was really kind of, and me, like, it's just like you telling me that I cannot tell you that I'm going to come and visit you. Why? Because I also have a family I have to stay with for Christmas. Do you understand? So it's going to be very hard for me to leave my family for Christmas and say I want to go to you. So these things really matters. Like, these things are really causing a lot of issues in the society. No matter how hard we say they don't really concern us, I think they also have effects in our lives either ways.
They actually breaking families apart. Yeah,
I'm telling you.
imagine some persons now. You might not get to see your sibling like in the next 10 years. You might not get to see your sibling like in the next 20 years. Some say it's not a cause, so you might not get to see your sibling like in forever.
It's
You might
not.
not get to
No,
see your
it's
sibling
You
forever.
might
So
not get
yeah.
to bond with your like the kids you have. They might not be able to bond with their cousins. You can't bond with your nephews or nieces. The situations where you've always admired being an auntie or an uncle, and everything is just puff into thing. It's not nice at all. It's crazy. I can't
Yeah,
even
you
imagine it.
know, that is one thing again about Christmas. Oh, this is my cousin, my favorite cousin. But then
Exactly.
now, cousins don't even know each other. You get
Cousins.
cousins don't know each other. Oh, I know I have a cousin somewhere, but I've not.
Somewhere.
I
You
know
only
I
see their pictures.
see. Yeah, their
Oh,
picture.
man.
Yeah.
That's
Anyways,
not
all
it
in
at
all,
all.
if you have excess love to share to people this Christmas, I mean, you are celebrating the birth of Jesus. So if you have excess love to give, it can be something small, like just small word of encouragement, spend time with somebody. Yeah, stretch out a hand of fellowship, eh? Stretch out a hand of fellowship. Let's not be
Exactly.
silly. Celebrate the birth of Jesus. So, over Christmas, Sha, Christmas, Sha, Christmas, Sha. Moving on, let's talk about antifungus. I think the movie has premiered already, A Tribe Called
Yes,
Judah. I
premiered
know I said I'm
yesterday.
not going to do movie review, but I just want to talk about her PR concern, like the way she has been doing her PR for this movie. Like, what do you think about it? Me, in my head, I just know
Okay.
that this movie, with the PR, it better be worth the watch. Like, it better be worth it.
Okay, so what do I have to say about Antif? I think it's not new. I don't think it's new to us. That's the way she does her things. Do you understand? She does it like, if I don't make my money back, I'm going to go broke the next day. And I really love that, to be honest. Like, you're always seeing her everywhere.
Yeah.
You notice when she has been doing it? And thing I love about it is it's not only her. I think the people are really learning from how she does her PR for her movies. And I love the healthy competition. Now, before we only know of Funke Akindele and Toni Abraham. Toni Abraham is also good with her PR.
Yeah, she is.
Then
But my issue with Toni Abraham's PR is that I've learned not to have high expectations, if what I'm saying is correct, concerning her movies, because she brings out this nice PR, like her PR is mad, and then at the end of the day, but
I
continue,
think
continue.
it still works for her either ways.
Yeah,
I'm
no
really
PR
focusing
is
on what the movie is and what the movie is not. I'm actually
bad.
focusing first on the PR, like how
Okay.
they generate back their money. And I really
Yeah.
like that. The fact that before it was just she and Funke Akindele, that's Toni Abraham and Funke Akindele with their crazy PR. You just see them everywhere. You just have to watch the movie because the PR is crazy.
It's
Now we
crazy.
have other celebrities like Mercy Aigbe. Mercy Aigbe has also been doing this crazy PR about this new movie, and I see it as, wow, this is a stepping stone for every movie producer out there. Do you understand? And I like the fact that, yes, these two people really made the how do I put it? What would they made the pace right
They
for
brought
this
a
other
name
one?
to the PR word.
Yes, now people are realizing that, wow, PR really is a strong thing. And that's why I feel like this actor, Byeju Steven, does not really get her flowers enough because she does not
Yeah,
have the
she does not.
capability of
She
doing.
and
Her movies are always good.
yeah, she and Jade Osiberu. She and Jade.
Jade's own
Their
is still
movies.
even a bit better. Jade's indirect PR is packing celebrities inside the film.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
That's true, yeah.
She will
That's
pack the
true.
relevant and the irrelevant ones. But Byeju will not pack the relevant ones, and she still does not have a good PR team. I think
Yeah.
they really complained about it during Breaded Life. People really felt
Okay.
terrible because when the movie was in cinemas, many people did not watch it because
Watching.
there was not enough PR for the movie, only for them to watch it a year after when it was on Netflix, and they realized this movie is good. Just like Sister as well, and many other movies like that
Yeah,
Byeju
that's
Steven does.
very true. Like
PR has a
Sister was
strong
actually
foundation,
very good.
honestly. PR has a very solid foundation in you generating your money back in the movie you produce, from the movie you produce, in you having the good audience, in you
Audience.
having that stage and recognition. For Christ's sake, it hurts a lot when I see Byeju Steven sidelined in many movie awards. I mean, baby girl, yes, they recognize you in Forbes. They recognize you in top most influential women. But I still want you to go up there and get the proper record. It's not like those ones are not proper, do you understand? Those ones are valuable as well. But I want you to get more recognition than you deserve. And I think that's what's helping Funke Akindele and Toni Abraham as well. Toni
Yeah.
Abraham's movie, we don't have high expectation of it, but there's something the PR does to us. Even if we
Yeah,
already know that it's rubbish,
that's
there's a way she will do it in that PR that you will still be having small hope.
but then again, right? One thing I just love with Funke is that, like, she goes all out for her PR. And have you noticed Funke always does this thing? Like, I think she waits till like December. That's when she released her, would I say, blockbuster movies. Like, most of her hit movies, she always released them in towards the end of the year, let's say November, December period. And then it's almost like she's in, okay, well, as you people are shutting down the year, just use my movie to shut down. Or the excuse. I don't know if you've noticed that with her. Like, she always does that thing where towards the end of the year, she released like a hit, a blockbuster, and people keep talking about that movie, till the next day when someone can, would I say, beat that record also.
Yeah, what you said is true, and there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. She does it and it works for her. Ending the year with, we've had series of movies from the beginning of the year. Do you understand? And it seems like, if I don't know, maybe I'm the one that's not really conscious enough of it. We do not have much releases, I mean much blockbuster releases during
This year.
December. No, I
Okay.
mean during December,
Okay,
do you
then in
understand?
December, yeah, that's true.
So I feel like yes, she has that on lock hold. She knows when to get to our audience. I mean, this December now, you people are all going out to watch,
We try
because there
to
are not
go
much movies out there to watch.
down.
People have already released the likes of them. So, well, yeah, that's a
But then
good, it's also
again,
a PR kind of strategy.
yeah. But then again, I would love to see more Nollywood Christmas movies. Do you get? I think the only one I've seen is this
In Niger Christmas.
a Ninja Christmas. Yes, a Ninja Christmas. And
Yes.
I would love to see more Christmas movies, like especially from Nollywood. What Christmas is maybe capturing how Christmas used to be before where we're still doing communal living, all those things. I mean, Hallmark, they do this every time, even if we already know the storyline that Hallmark will always
Exactly.
do.
Just have a Christmas
Hallmark,
feeling.
just have a Christmas film, especially from this part of the world. Like, I feel like we Nigerians, we celebrate Christmas different from other people. So to have that feeling. Hallmark,
Exactly. Like
every Christmas, you just know that there'll be a movie about maybe a
Christmas.
single mom and maybe she meets a guy and they fall in love, or the guy is single and then the guy goes back to the countryside and then they meet, and then through their daughter or their son they fall in love. Like, we already know the storyline, but because it's Christmas,
We
we
still,
still
okay,
watch
yeah.
now.
And I don't think we have much Nigerian story, Nollywood storyline on Christmas yet. So it will just be a real life relating stuff. I don't know if there's like we it will be relatable only in real life scenarios. For example, let's take a Niger Christmas as an example. Everything that happened there was definitely quite relatable. You have a mother, you have a parent. We always every December when you come home for Christmas, they're asking you when are you going to bring the girl, when are you going to bring a man. Do you understand? We could relate with it because nobody has done a movie like that, and the only way we could relate was in real life. Do you understand? So since there are not much movies yet, Nollywood movies yet about Christmas, well, I think it would be nice if they could have much more productions on that, and it will really be a hit because we've not really seen much of that on our screens. And that's just it. I mean, let's be in the mood of Christmas. Which one is gangster movie in December,
In
in Christmas?
December, so I want my December to December.
Even understand. These people need
Please,
to do better, I'm telling you.
because I want to do the way people are doing 12 days of Christmas. I want to do 12 days of watching Christmas movies where every single day I watch a Christmas movie. But I am still going to watch Home Alone. No matter what I watch,
Hey,
you see Home Alone, I am
you
still
see,
going to watch
Home
it.
Alone has never outlived its purpose.
At all,
Still
at
good.
all. Oh, I'm still going to watch Home Alone. So yeah. Anyways, that is that for this
Or
episode.
is Baby's Day Out not Christmas period?
I can't fully remember what
I
happened
think
in
Baby's
Baby's
Day
Day.
Out is where a baby was lost. It was Christmas
Okay,
period as well. Baby's Day Out
yeah.
was Christmas. You see, all those movies, they can't outlive their purpose. They are going to be here forever, and they are never going to get old.
Yeah,
I
they
mean,
won't get old. I'm going to make my children watch Home Alone. You will
Why not?
watch it, please. You are
You
going to
must
watch
watch it. You
it.
watch
It
Home
will be
Alone, you
a
watch
family
Baby Stay Out.
attraction. It
You watch
will be.
what's this movie? I think there is this one about this guy, Eddie Murphy. Is it Dr. Dolittle or something?
Okay, yeah, Dr.
Was it Christmas?
Dolittle.
It was a Christmas stuff, yeah.
Was it? I just remember that in Dr. Dolittle, he could talk to animals. That's all I can
Yeah.
remember about Dr. Dolittle. So I don't know if it's a Christmas movie. But yeah, you see Home Alone, they are going to watch it.
If
You will watch it. It's a family
you sit down and
tradition.
watch it, if you like, say you vote. My dear, you watch it.
It's a family
And one thing
tradition.
about it is, in the next possibly 10, 20 years, you see Home Alone, boom, just trending on social
Yeah,
media. Why? You
yeah.
know,
I feel like
if
they
your movie
should.
is good, it's good, though.
You said?
I said, if your movie is good, it's good, though,
Yeah, if your
my
movie
dear.
is good, no matter how long. That's why
How
till now people
long?
still watch Titanic. People still watch Titanic and cry.
Exactly. If I watch Titanic again, I'm still going to cry no matter how
I'll
many
still
times I cry.
cry.
I'll still cry. That's why I don't even bother watching it again. I beg. I don't feel cry.
Christ. Anyways,
Exactly.
that is that for this episode of Precious Moments Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Precious Moments Podcast. And please, so I'm still saying it again. If you see where they are doing Christmas giveaway or Black Friday sales, please tag me to it shamelessly. Shamelessly. Anyways, that is it for this episode of Precious Moments Podcast. I think I'll do one more episode before the year 2024. So I'll see you guys whenever I see you guys. Bye.